Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. There is no other. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Rebounders, a book I highly encourage you to check out. I'm glad to say we helped him launch it on this show when it came out. He's columnist for Yahoo Finance. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Recently, the Economist magazine, which I read and enjoy, and I don't subscribe to all that they say or do, but they got some pretty thoughtful folks over there, made some predictions that you took issue with in an article. And I like the way you approach this, and I wanted you to share some of these ideas. They said that there's a coming tech lash, right?
Yep, that's what they think is going to happen.
What is a tech lash?
Well, according to the Economist, this is the sort of negative feelings, I guess, we're gonna start to have toward people like Mark Zuckerberg and all these the Twitter founders.
Those mean successful entrepreneurs. That's not anything like I want to be, Rick.
Right. We're gonna see. You know, supposedly we'll see a few more of these. One of them is Snapchat, which I don't know if they're likely to have an IPO, but this is the company where the CEO just turned down a $3 billion buyout offer, and so on. And they're saying, well, we're going to start to just consider these guys with the banksters on Wall Street and the big oil barons who we feel are just ripping us off and getting richer at our expense. And I think that's not going to happen. And I think there's one important reason for that, which is a lot of this technology free to users. It's hard to be angry at a company like Facebook that lets you that lets you come on there for free. And you know, sure, you know, there are some privacy issues, but you have a choice. I mean, people, people choose to use these things. Twitter is free, Snapchat is free. So I'm not sure how we feel exploited by somebody who's giving us a new service for nothing.
These are people who don't like the idea of success. I mean, you're seeing this. There's a lot of people in Washington like this. The idea that somebody would be that successful to them. See, these are people, Rick, who see a fat person and they think that there's a skinny person somewhere who didn't get their food. No, it's the truth. Go ahead.
Well, I think it stops at technology companies, and it's hard to see where the animosity toward technology companies is going to come from. I mean, this is one thing that is working in America. I mean, you can feel however you want about venture capitalists in Silicon Valley, but it continues to be the most vibrant part of the U.S. economy. That seems
right.
Clear. And you know, these are popular companies.
Look, I am the self-described social media heretic. We use social media here, and I think it's, and I encourage small business owners to use it. But in my new book, The Age of the Customer, one of the chapters is called Social Media Arose by Any Other Name. In that book, I spend as much time telling you how to be careful of them than I tell you how to use them. But having said all that, here's the one reason why I admire Zuckerberg and these other guys. They've created jobs.
That's right, and they've also
They're my heroes because of that.
And they've created something out of nothing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And, you know, we still admire entrepreneurs in America.
Yeah,
sure we do. I mean, look at Steve Jobs is the iconic American at the moment, because he created something from nothing. And even though a lot of people will never do anything like that, even if it's starting a small business, you know, it's one of these things where we like to imagine ourselves being entrepreneurs.
But Rick, it's happening all over the place. I mean, there are little bitty Zuckerbergs everywhere. They first create a job when they hired themselves, and then 5 years later they got four or five people working for them. This is writ small. This is the dynamism of America, isn't it?
Well, that's why I think we're not going to see a tech lash.
I agree.
Because 100%. I think when you see a humongous company like ExxonMobil or Walmart, we sort of forget that was once a small company. And honestly, that was more, right. You know, it was over 100 years ago that ExxonMobil was a small startup. Walmart maybe 40 years ago, but you know, that this is the regeneration of the economy, and that's why the you know, technology is still new, and I just don't think it's going to happen.
I agree 100%. I want to move down and talk about the central bank thing. What they think that central banks know what they're doing?
Well, the economists predicted that people are going to begin to question the wisdom of central banks in 2014, and my only argument with that is people have been, they're 5 years late on that one. have been questioning the wisdom of central banks almost since the Federal Reserve started its super easy money policy. You know, this, so there were, central banks in other countries have come after the Fed. They were later in the game, and I think that's what the economist is getting at. But here in the United States, we've been questioning the Fed for 5 years.
Do I have an opinion on this? Let me see. Oh, yes, yes, I do, don't I, Rick? you know, the thing about the Fed, our Fed, for example, that gets me is one of their two mandates. They only have two mandates. One of their two mandates is unemployment. Is to keep unemployment from being too high. Well, guess what? They have a big fat F on that in that category.
Well, don't blame the Fed. The Fed
it's not all the Fed, but still, with QE16 now on the books, I guess I don't know. I mean, when you consider the amount of volume every month, there's a new QE. As far as I'm concerned, when you look at all that money going, Rick, when all that comes out, when all that stuff gets recast. That's not going to be good for the overall economy, and it's going to be bad for small business.
I realize that, but the Fed did not create its own mandate. Congress created that mandate.
Well,
the mandate used to be one principle, which was just keep inflation down. So the problem is that the Fed is being asked to do stuff it doesn't have the tools to do.
Are you a Yellen fan or not?
I'm modest on that.
Did you hear her testimony?
Yes, I did, and she's.
I liked
it. You would not want her job.
I liked what she had to say, though,
because
she talked about Main Street. I appreciated her about that. Quick break. More to come after these messages with Rick Newman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.